What's up, Chaos Coordinators? Carissa here with your weekly dose of what the actual fuck is happening in the world. Let me paint you a picture of the last 7 days. I discovered that water skiing is basically controlled drowning with an audience. Peter's getting family drama for literally existing. We're selling our first house because adulting is a scam. And Miami decided that elections are so 2024. Meanwhile, I'm over here learning that the only thing harder than staying upright on water skis is staying sane in this timeline. Today, we're diving deep into why settling, whether it's for shitty family dynamics or boring Saturday afternoons, is the real enemy. So grab your expensive coffee and existential dread, because we're about to get real about choosing chaos over comfort.
Avocados. Hey Doom Scrollers, welcome back to Apocalypse and Avocados. I'm Peter here and I'm joined with Carissa and Sean.
Hello.
Hello.
And we're going to do something a little bit different today because I've had enough. I've had enough of everything and I've had enough of my family at this point. So we're going to open this fucking thing with talking about some family drama that's gone on this week.
Carissa, can of worms.
You know what I'm talking about.
It's going to be a real bad time. That's all I have to say about that.
I am fucking sick of being blamed for everything, especially when I don't attend events. I don't know about you, but I shouldn't be the topic of conversation when I'm not fucking present.
Well, Peter, you're very controlling.
Oh, yeah, I'm so controlling. So fucking controlling.
How dare you?
Yeah, how dare I exist?
Settle right the fuck down.
There is something in specific, and I really don't give a shit if somebody comes around and says something at this point. There are people in my extended family that need to, one, stop lying, and two, grow the fuck up. That's what I have to say. I am a very open person. I am a very open book. So if anybody in my particular family unit has a fucking question, by all means, and come and ask, and I will tell you straight to your face. Stop with this little petty bullshit that's going around in the background and just come ask me. I don't know how, have you guys ever had this sort of situation?
Not with my family. They're not really close enough for that. But I mean, I feel like it's a situation that's common amongst maybe friends back in high school.
Yeah, it's high school bullshit.
I think people just need to find better things to do with their time, to be honest.
Right. If you're sitting here and you're talking shit about me, you're obviously thinking about me. So how awful is your life that you need to talk about me? Get a life. That's all I got to say. I know. Sorry. I went off on a tangent there. But I'm sick of this bullshit. Bro, the fuck up. That's all I got to say. Anyway.
And like we said last episode, if something is said and it's not stated that it's about you, but you feel like it's about you, that says more about you than about the other person. And not about who you feel about yourself.
I feel like it's a psychological issue. It's like you're projecting your own issues on me.
That's what a lot of people do when they have issues. Instead of taking care of themselves, they project it onto other people.
They find someone else to blame.
Yeah, they find somebody else to blame for their issues. Handle your trauma like an adult, please.
Start a podcast, bitch about it.
Or get therapy.
Right. We started this podcast as a way of getting rid of stress. It's our therapeutic way of talking things out and having fun. And now we're being penalized for it.
Well, fuck them. That's what I got to say.
I'd rather not. That sounds like incest and gross.
I didn't go there. Jesus Christ, the voices.
But yeah, essentially, start projecting your issues on me. I have no qualms with you. I mean you no malicious intent. This is a pure psychological issue. And if you want to continue to talk shit about me, by all means do. But know that you're making my life more important than your own. Anyway.
Where's the round of applause button?
It's not here. Sounded like you there on the end.
Wow, it was me.
Anyway, we also have some recent things going on. We sold our first home and had to move back in temporarily while we await our visas to move overseas.
Do you love being back in this close quarters with all of us?
I will say I enjoy being back to having things so readily available. It is a lot easier than it was before because we were in lockdown and COVID. But it is bittersweet. It feels like it was both a weight off of our shoulders and a failure.
You didn't fail. I still live here.
Is that by choice, Carissa? You don't want to leave? The food's too good?
The food's too good. And I'm not a failure. I just like it here. I'm content.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And just so you guys know, like, I don't avoid you at night. That's just what I do. I just hide.
She goes into her little hermit cave and leaves.
Her little hermit cave. Her hermit cave is much larger than our hermit cave.
It's a studio apartment, this bitch. You're more than welcome to visit whenever you'd like. All I watch is basketball.
And that's why we don't visit.
Sports balls on.
We play with enough balls as gays. We don't need to watch it on TV.
The only sport I watch is Drag Race.
Do you work up a sweat watching?
Oh, my God.
Sometimes.
Can you imagine? He works up a sweat. And God, this fucking tuck is so tight.
Or so meaty. Who knows?
Oh my gosh.
But I don't know how you feel about the whole selling of the house. Do you feel like it was a weight off our shoulders?
Yeah, I think so. There's a lot of things that can go wrong when you own a house, a lot of things to keep up with and fix. And after a while, you start to question if it's still worth doing. The house is beautiful. The house is great, but it got to a point where I just didn't feel like I wanted to continue putting money into the house if it wasn't where we wanted to be forever.
Right. Wasn't for the forever home.
That makes sense. But I'm very proud of you guys for doing it. I mean, thanks. It's a huge accomplishment to buy a house, but not only that, to maintain it and live in it for 4 years and with all the shit that arose, you guys handled it pretty well. So I'm very proud of you.
It became
both.
700 pounds. I stress it.
Yeah, of millennial gray, right?
Oh, my God. It was my millennial gray. No, it was painted that color when we moved in. I didn't pick it.
Trying to match that color was absolutely awful.
Do you know how many fucking gallons of paint we had to buy to match the color, and we still didn't match it. It only matched with the lights off.
Oh my God.
You turn the lights on, you immediately saw the swatches on the wall.
Yeah.
It was terrible. And then when we were selling, we're like, is this going to be a problem? Are they going to see this to our realtor?
I didn't notice.
You were sitting in the room with the most of them.
Maybe I need new glasses.
There was literally one this size. It had to have been like at least 8 inches on the wall. And you didn't see it because the light was off.
That's right. Because my vision's poor.
It's weird. It feels weird. I feel like we should feel guilty about doing it. And I don't. I feel like I should miss it more than I do. And I don't. I think that it comes with choosing happiness over stability.
And that makes sense.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever, do you feel that way?
Told you, that's why I'm happy here.
But you're mentally unstable.
A little bit. That's why I go to the gym.
I'm always mentally unstable, so I'm never choosing stability.
You talk to the animals like they're people.
Exactly.
Sometimes I wonder who the fuck you're talking to downstairs.
The animals most of the time.
And the cat's like, meow.
The cat answers back.
Have a full conversation with them. So answering for them, too.
He's asking the cat, did you get a job today? Meow. That's a big no. No.
I'm like, oh, really? Where are you going to be working?
Only pause.
That sounds interesting.
Take pictures when I throw my body on the floor.
I didn't realize I was an employee there, too.
Yeah, you're the photographer.
With cats, you're always an employee.
Yeah.
You're never the main character. That's terrible. I feel like people do that a lot, too. They feel guilty choosing their happiness over something necessarily being more stable, like going to a job that pays less because you're more happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going hang out with a certain friend over another because they make you feel better. I don't know where this sense of guilt comes from, though.
It's the same thing with relationships. You should never settle. Right. Just because it's easy, you should have somebody that's going to reciprocate your energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
You guys have been together forever. Yeah. You guys reciprocate each other's energy, and I love it.
We just celebrated our 12th year anniversary, and we completely forgot about it.
I know. I reminded them in Puerto Rico. I was like, isn't today your anniversary? They both looked at each other, and they're like, is it? I'm like, how the fuck do I know this?
I was like, is it the second?
That's.
Guess it is then.
I'm not celebrating any anniversaries, so I got to remember somebody's.
I think it was more that we were on vacation, so it was like celebrating already.
Yeah. I didn't even realize what day it was. I'm like, oh, it's July 2nd already.
Yep. And we were in the heat and we were just enjoying it. So it's like we went on the vacation for our anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think of that.
That was the day we got that ice cream too.
Oh, yeah.
Remember we drove to the West Coast?
Yeah, that was fun. I liked a lot of this. That was cool. The town was like up in the mountain, built on the giant hill.
Yeah, that was really cool. I don't know how I feel about rice and beans ice cream, though.
The ladies at the ice cream place were so nice.
Yeah.
They'll give you the little sample spoon of anything you wanted to try.
They'll give you a little bowl.
I was interested in so many of the flavors, but also I don't know that I could bring myself to eat some of them or even try some of them.
Yeah, like Chris said,
the rice
about.
And beans one. Oh, I don't know.
Right. I don't want a squash ice cream either. Carrots.
Yeah. Carrot. Yeah, there's a carrot one.
Yeah.
It looked gross too.
It had rice and salchichon.
Oh, your mom pointed that one out to me.
I don't want my dessert to taste like a dinner.
What is this, Willy Wonka?
Right. That's the like schnorsberries taste like schnorsberries.
It's like the people who drink the tomato martinis and stuff.
Ew. They do that? That's gross.
Oh, yeah. That's a thing now.
Tomato martinis?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
That sounds disgusting.
I would actually drink this one because I've seen the guy make it, the Korean fried chicken martini.
That sounds gross.
But I don't think it tastes like chicken. That's why. I think it's like a spicy martini. And then you garnish it with something crunchy. So you're replicating the flavors of the chicken, like that they use on the chicken. You're not necessarily making a martini that tastes like chicken. Now, I could be wrong about that, but I don't know. I don't want a martini that tastes like tomatoes, I don't think.
No, definitely not.
I don't want a martini that crunches.
That's like Bloody Marys. People get Bloody Marys and they look like a full-on fucking meal. There's bacon and celery sticking out of the fucking glass and you get vodka and tomato juice.
Oh, I learned something about that. So there is no, there's two kinds. There's the Bloody Mary and then there's something that originated in Canada. And I don't know the name of the drink, but that's the one that you typically see with all of the big helpings of food attached to it. That's part of the drink. Like there, it's supposed to be made with some food item as the garnish aside from the celery. So when you see those like crazy ones, I'm going to find out what the name of it is called.
It's an entree.
Yes, it is. Chris is absolutely right.
Did you see how thick the slices of bacon are that they put in there?
No.
I've never seen bacon that looks like that before. Like half the pig.
I refuse to drink a Bloody Mary. It reminds me of like menstruation.
You know, when I did drink, ugh. Wait, I just processed what you said. Never mind. We're not even going to go there.
It's what it reminds me of. It's like chunky and nasty.
Well...
Okay. It does.
I'm just not even going to elaborate.
Well, it's the thing that they drink in Nebraska, I think it is. They have micheladas is what they call it.
What the fuck is that?
And it's tomato juice and beer. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I think so.
It sounds disgusting as well.
I have it here. It's the Bloody Mary, which uses tomato juice, or the Caesar, which uses Clamato juice, which is tomato juice mixed with clam broth and spices. Yeah, so the ingredients are a little different, but the Caesar is more elaborate with pickled beans, shrimp, sliders.
That's gross.
That's disgusting. Mm-hmm. I don't want a burger on the side of my drink, thanks.
I'd rather lick the wallpaper in Willy Wonka's factory. Thank you.
I really wanted to do that when I was a kid. I just had to say that.
If it only existed.
Yeah, they need a fucking chocolate factory where you can try all the things, you can turn into blueberries and swim in a chocolate river.
Yeah.
And get shrunk.
And get shrunk. Right.
The chocolate river is a little much.
Get sucked up the tube like Augustus Gloop.
He was a fat fuck, right? He should have been sticking his fucking hands in the river.
Yeah, but think about how gross that, like, metaphor is. He's swimming in a chocolate river and then goes back up a tube. Ooh. Gets sucked up a tube with chocolate.
Okay. His mind went there.
He's the butt plug. Yeah. Augustus Gloop. Augustus Gloop. Big fat stinking nincompoop.
He's definitely a poop. He's stuck in the fucking canal there. Anyway.
What about the Oompa Loompas?
They were creepy.
They went from being these dwarves, these, like, just a whole array of dwarves that were had green hair and orange skin, to a bunch of the same little Indian man.
Yes.
Are we just trying to be inclusive, or was that racist?
I was going
to
say, I don't know which one is worse.
I don't know, honestly.
At least they look like creatures in the first one.
They did. I wanted to,
like,
pick them up.
Race.
I wanted to pick them up and swing them around.
They swung each other.
They Oompa. Did. I always wanted to be an Oompa.
At one point, you were.
Fuck off.
Roompa.
But anyway, speaking of the hot-ass summer, Carissa, you tried something new recently. How did that go?
I went water skiing for the first time ever in my life. Mind you, we grew up in the fucking city, so getting dragged behind a boat, that's not heard of in the city. But yeah, it was fun. My forearms are on fire still. I could probably use a professional massage. And I drank more lake water in 1 hour of water skiing than I've ever drank in my entire life.
Oh, that sounds gross. I'd try it just because mainly I know that there are no nasty fish in that water. No shark going to come up and get me, but I really don't. I feel like I'd be the person that just, it'll look like a cartoon. I'll just get dragged behind the boat and I'm like bouncing off the waves.
That's when you let go.
I would know how.
I looked absolutely ridiculous. Honestly, I face planted so many times. The fucking skis flew off my feet. I had to swim for them. My coworker talks so much shit because he's, you're just a terrible swimmer. And I said, I never said I could swim good. I said I could swim.
I said I could try. Didn't say it would be good.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Well,
I might do it again.
He turned you into a fucking kite and you want to go do it again.
Yes. Once my forearms are better.
Have you done that, Sean?
What, water skiing?
Yeah.
No fucking way. I'm white. I'm not that white.
You seem like the type of person that would try it for an adrenaline rush.
Maybe in my younger years, but I don't know. I've mellowed out a bit.
He's pushing 40, so.
Yeah.
He is 40. You're both 40.
Fuck you.
Well, I did.
Nothing wrong with being 40, by the way. Peter just wants to age us faster than we are aging.
I know. You're aging yourself.
Why do you want to age us? Not very nice.
Makes me feel better about myself. I just turned 35.
Wait, I have a question for you. So you were talking about in gay years at 35, you're dust. What are lesbians?
I have no idea.
You're being reborn.
I'm leaving.
Lesbians are reborn between 35 and 40.
Why?
Because you go into your, like, ultimate lesbian era at 40.
Does that mean that you haul faster?
Potentially.
That means you this can pay terrible. For the movers.
Good point. I could pay for the movers.
I did.
Fuck you, Hall.
I certainly did, and it wasn't enough. I wish I got them for 6 hours.
3 days later.
I was going to say 72 hours later.
Oh, my God. It was so terrible. So terrible. I had them for, what, an hour packing the truck?
I thought we had them for two.
Oh, yeah, 2 hours. Yeah, 2 hours packing the truck, 2 hours unloading, and we still had to go back 4 times.
I wanted to throw my whole body out that week.
Yeah, it was terrible. And then we had to wake up with mom at 9. I had to wake up with mom at 9. The truck is still packed in the driveway. And have to go over to the storage unit and unpack it, re-frigging pack the storage unit, get another storage unit. It was bad.
I wanted to cry for you.
My muscles were crying. She was like, I know you don't want to do it, but we have to go do it now. And I'm like, I just went to bed. Anyway, enough of me whining. But yeah, so you tried your water skiing. You're going to try it again. You're going to go bounce like a rock in the water.
I might stand up next time. We'll see.
Maybe I mean, isn't that the goal?
It is the goal. I didn't this time.
She's going to be like the cartoon with like her one leg going this way, the other leg going behind her, going out to the side, doing a full split.
That's exactly what I looked like yesterday.
I'm always afraid that when somebody's water skiing, how do you not break a leg? Do the skis just come off?
They come off.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was worried about, too. I was like, will I break a leg before I even dropped into the water? Will my leg come off? What if I fall? And my coworker was like, no, just it's fine. The skis are supposed to fly off so you don't hurt yourself. And I'm like, oh, so this is why this is so much work, because the skis fly off when you don't stand up and you got to fucking swim to get them, put them back on, which takes an hour, and then try again.
That's awful.
It sounds like quite a workout.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, it was worthwhile. It's nice to say that I did it. Something on my bucket list.
I feel like you, I don't know. It just feels like it's going to be more painful than it's worth.
Good adrenaline rush.
There are other ways to get an adrenaline rush, like watching a cake being baked.
I haven't done that.
I haven't either. I was just imagining that that would be fun for some people.
Probably break a sweat.
Yeah. Augustus Gloop.
Sitting in front of the oven. Augustus Gloop.
Yeah, he's getting sucked up the shit tube. Anyway. So, Sean, you also tried something new. New-ish.
New?
More fun. More intense.
More intense than water skiing. What'd you do?
No, not more intense than water skiing. His little mixology course.
Oh. What, using Mezcal?
Using other things. Everything.
Oh, just in general.
Yeah, you've become more of a bartender.
He looks like a professional bartender. He was chopping up jalapenos yesterday. I thought he was cooking something. He's like, no, this is for the drinks. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not eating these.
Yeah, I've gotten a little more adventurous with my mixology, I guess. I'm trying to have more fun with it. I've been watching that show on Netflix. It's from a couple of years ago, Ultimate Drink Master. It's getting my juices flowing, so to speak, in my brain, got me thinking about all different stuff.
I'm glad that you added in my brain. It could have been bad.
Didn't want to give the wrong idea there.
You didn't want to leave the ball on the floor in that court. I could have turned into something else.
I'm glad. No. I'm glad you picked up on that before the voices took over.
But speaking of the mixology thing, I was thinking that people are interested, maybe I would start putting out some videos on that on our social media. Maybe doing some mocktails and cocktails each week.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That's a good idea. I like that.
And for mocktails, we'll have Carissa try them. So
yes,
we can see everyone how they how she likes them.
Not too sweet.
How she reacts.
That's what I was looking for, how she reacts to them.
Just don't put any jalapenos in there.
No. We don't need to send you into an asthma attack or anything.
No, thank you.
Just put some serrano chilies instead.
Oh, good. I look forward to it.
Anyway, so it's crazy that people, so we're all in our 30s now.
Oh, I thought you said we were 40.
Well, yeah.
You're almost there. Okay. Trying to bring you back. Trying to reel you back in from your 40s.
I'm glad this is recorded so he can remember that he said this.
I didn't forget.
I just need this on my phone so I can play it for him every time he says that we're 40.
Right.
I'm just being an ass. I know you're not 40 yet. 3 years. But can we talk about how our generation, or really Gen Z, tries to age us by saying like 30s and 40s, you can't be trying new things, that we feel old trying them because people, outside influences, like we feel like we can't do it. We can't try it. We're too old to try it. And I don't feel like that's the case.
I don't feel that way at all. I went water skiing yesterday. I almost died.
You're only as old as you feel. And I feel 82.
I still feel 22, so.
I'm feeling 22.
Mentally, not so much. Physically, yes.
I feel like people need to, you're, like you said, they're only as old as you feel, but you need to stop with this seeing age as a defining factor for not getting to experience life.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
If you think about it, when we were in our 20s, we thought we had it all figured out. We're like, yeah, gonna, you know, date somebody when I'm in my 20s and then maybe get married at 26, maybe have 17 kids by 32. And that's not the case.
17 kids, that's a lot.
I never wanted that many. I was just saying. Some people.
No. That's a lot. That's a what? A baseball team?
17.
Football team.
Probably like a football team, I'd say.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about sports ball, so.
It's too many either way. But yeah, I think that people are putting this stigma on trying new things when you really should just look for a new adventure at any age.
Yeah, it's good to experience new things. It's fun.
Yeah.
I love trying new things and doing different things. And I'll never say no to something unless it's like I might die. Or drugs. Yeah.
They're like the lady from TikTok. There's a dancer lady on there, full on gray hair. She quit her like finance job, I think it was, in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to pursue her dream of being a professional dancer. And now she dances in music videos and on Broadway and everything. So you're never too old to do it.
Good for her.
That's badass. I like that.
Yeah. And she's putting up like all these sexy videos. You know how you watch them where they're doing the choreography videos?
Yeah.
And so she was doing them, like keeping up with all the younger people and everything.
I love that.
Yeah. She irritated me a little bit because she thinks she's sexier than she is with her lady. The, what do you call that? The, not a comb over. You know what I'm talking about? Like the floofy.
The coif.
Yeah. The coiffed hair.
That sounds like queef.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Queef. A quaffed queef. A queefed quaff.
Can you imagine if down there was quaffed?
Oh, God.
Why would it?
Well, you just like need a merkin down there to quaff it.
You'd have to blow it out every day.
Yeah.
Be miserable.
And then you use hairspray, too, so it's going to be like...
Ooh, that would hurt.
You get chapped lips.
That can't be good. That cannot be hygienic.
Everything sticks together. But why do we convince ourselves that we're too old to do any of this stuff?
Society.
Society definitely plays a big impact on that or a big role in that. I don't give a fuck. I will be 45. And still trying new things. Maybe I'll go fucking skydiving when I'm 45. Who knows?
Oh, jeez. I wanted to go skydiving, but it would be more like a comet hitting Earth. I have a real issue. I think that everything, this just, do you have the internal monologue when you're doing these things where it's like, this is where I die today. This is how I die.
All the time.
Yeah, when I went tubing. I thought I was going to die.
When we climbed the mountain in Puerto Rico, I was like, so this is how I die. It was more because I was out of breath. I was going to freaking go right over the side and we're up how many feet was it? Like 4,000 feet?
I have to look. I took a picture of it.
We were up really high. I don't remember how high it was, to be completely honest.
Can you imagine the velocity I would get if I was going down the mountain?
Tumbling.
I'd go straight to hell, right through the Earth's crust.
Scarlet took a tumble.
It was 4,398 feet.
Damn. Yeah.
Straight to hell. Right there. Every volcano on Earth would erupt. I'm not that big, but that was my internal monologue. I'm going to die today. This is where I die.
I felt like that doing rock climbing on the ship.
Oh.
On the cruise ship.
Yeah. You want to do the one that I sent today where you have to jump to them?
Yeah, because at least I can fall in the water.
The water over the ocean.
I'm not crashing to the earth.
No, just causing tidal waves. That I couldn't. I wanted to do the rock climbing on the ship, but it's like on the back of the ship. And as soon as I get over a certain point and I'm like, just see ocean, I know I'm going to freeze.
See, I didn't look at the ocean. I saw the floor down below and how far the little person was that was holding the ropes and wasn't really holding the ropes. And I was like, nope, that's enough. I rang the first bell.
I'm good. I'm going down.
Imagine those ropes don't really do anything.
Don't say things like that.
Internal monologue. That's what we're talking about right now.
It's like Final Destination.
this person's holding a rope that doesn't do anything. So if it goes up, I'm going over. There's no stopping me.
I didn't realize how high they actually were until I started climbing it. And I got to the first bell and I was like, this is pretty fucking high. And people go all the way to the third bell.
Yeah.
And they just come down.
On deck eight.
Yeah. They just come down like nothing.
How about you, Sean? Have you ever done something and then your internal monologue's like, fuck, 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 fuck.
Yeah, but nothing that I can think of like specifically off the top of my head. I'm trying to, but oh, when we were ATVing.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
yeah.
In Mexico?
And I almost flipped it. I'm like, oh my God, this is exactly what he was talking about. I'm going to be that guy.
Sean was playing bumper cars.
That too, yeah.
In Mexico.
You hit me too.
Yeah, because Sean was going to hit me again.
For what, the 15th time?
Yeah. The people in front of me too, they would go off and they would disappear around the corner. And so I sped up so that I could catch up. And then they were stopped around the corner. They wanted to put me in the fucking jungle with the jaguars. Just leave me right there. And then Sean would catch up to me, and then he'd try and slow down and slide into me.
Yeah, I remember you hit the back of me, and then you got mad at me, and I was like, that lady hit her brakes. I don't know what you want me to do.
Move your ass, or we're going to end up on the same ATV. The internal monologue just is killer.
Jet skiing.
Yeah.
When I went jet skiing in Puerto Rico when we went this past time, I couldn't fucking see anything because I didn't have my glasses on because I didn't want to lose them in the ocean. It was the only pair I had, which was stupid. I should have brought a backup pair, but that's besides the point. However, I went way outside of the buoys and didn't even know I was outside of the buoys until I looked over near the shore and I was like, why the fuck are all the jet skiers over there? And I'm like, shark! That's what I thought in my head. So I just zoomed back to where all the jet skiers were because I thought I was going to die.
Chris, it was shark bait for a little while.
Do you know what I call jet skiing? Fly fishing.
Fuck off.
That shark is going to come out of nowhere. You're just dragging yourself across the top of the water.
I was going 52 miles per hour, too, which was pretty badass. Like, I can't believe you can get that fast on water.
I'm pretty sure that a Galapagos shark, not that they're really in the water in Puerto Rico, as far as I know, can get up to the speed of a tuna. That's their main food.
Well,
and how fast is that?
Probably like 36 miles per hour.
I can outrun it on my jet ski.
Yeah, you could. Plus, they're small. So that.
Why didn't you lead with the fact that they were small?
They're not tiny.
No, okay.
But they go fast.
Yeah. Can you imagine getting hit at 36 miles per hour? It jumps out of the water.
Just a full mouth of teeth.
Broken ribs. You're like, fuck this. I'm dead. Just take me. Anyway, how about these crazier things that are going on in the world, like the election ban in Miami?
Yeah, yeah.
Enlighten me, because everybody knows now that I don't watch the news.
My understanding of it so far is that there's been an election ban in Miami for federal officials saying basically that there won't be an election in November and they'll have to wait until next year in 2026. So essentially the people of Miami don't even have a choice to have a vote.
So on June 26th, the Miami City Commission voted 3-2 to delay the scheduled November 4th, 2025 city election for mayor and two commission seats until November 2026. So this shifts the Miami City elections from odd years to even years, aligning them with a broader federal and state election cycle. But it also, like he said, those people were only elected for a certain amount of time, and now they're getting another year
in office
without the people actually saying they wanted them there for that year. But
what the fuck happened to democracy?
You know what happened.
Yeah. This is crazy.
Fucking crunchy-ass Cheeto.
I'm glad we don't live in Florida, but just saying, that's awful.
Also, I feel like Florida always gets the shit end of the stick.
They dig the hole.
While we're on the topic of Florida, they are removing the rainbow crosswalks from South Beach area per Trump and DeSantis's
Let's take a trip orders. To Florida.
Yeah, we'll repaint them.
We will, with all the cans of paint from your house.
They'll be millennial gray rainbows.
That's right.
How the fuck would that work?
50 Shades of Gray, bitches.
Oh, no, I think that we should go and find people with the hyperpigmented assholes and just have them spread their cheeks on the frigging.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
This trip.
And meanwhile, there'll be anal steaming going on with all the heat and humidity.
Oh, that sounds disgusting. This smells. That would be gross. But yeah, I think that would. Everybody's ass looks like a geode. I can't believe that they're doing that, though. That's ridiculous. That shouldn't be allowed. That should be illegal.
Who fucking cares? Why is it a problem?
No, not the rainbow.
Oh.
The whole election issue.
Oh, yeah, that. No, I agree with you there. I thought you were talking about the rainbows. I'm like, why do they care so much about the rainbows?
Yeah, they bring joy.
The colors are pretty.
Yeah.
Don't say gay.
I understand that the LGBTQ community adopted the rainbow as our pride flag and everything. But the rainbow doesn't necessarily mean gay. So why are you taking it away?
Exactly.
You're putting a negative connotation on the rainbow, not us. So
yeah.
Why are you painting over it? Something that's supposed to bring people joy and happiness and vibrancy. You're just going to paint over it because you're associating it with gay people.
Yeah, that's silly.
Sounds like a them problem.
Yes, agreed.
Anyway, enough about these shitholes. So that brings me into that there is now some violence that's occurring all over the world, especially in Europe, where they are protesting something that drives their economy in a lot of places, but they're protesting foreigners being in their country.
I wonder why.
Yeah, America's at the top of the list, but they're also protesting, as far as I know, they're protesting Canadians and people from the UK as well, and people from Israel, with that goes without saying.
Is there a specific reason?
They just don't want them in their country. We saw a video the other day where it was somebody, I want to say it was in Spain, and there was a group of Israeli tourists that sat down to eat dinner, and the manager of the restaurant refused to serve them and kicked them all out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just saw on Facebook in one of the expat groups from Portugal that there was a group of immigrants. I'm not sure where they're from. I didn't get to see that in the post, but they got attacked, actually, and robbed by a group of Portuguese youth in Porto.
That's awful.
It's not just tourism. Well, it is a lot about tourism. People come and they treat their country like it's their own. They get drunk and destroy things, historical things. In countries like Spain and Portugal, where they're some of the oldest countries in the world, they have a lot of history, a lot of historical monuments that are out there, and people are just like defacing them.
I get that. If you don't respect it, then they shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
But Porto has gotten on the map in the past few years, but maybe the past 10 years. It's blown up tourism-wise. So in the summers, they have to brace themselves because there's 300,000 tourists in the city.
And that's a lot.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, and they have a lot of cruise ships that come into port there and in Lisbon as well.
Don't get me started on cruisers.
Oh God, that was just terrible.
We cruise, but like we consider people.
Yeah, we have respect for the locals. We're there, we're visiting in your country. We're not gonna go take a shit on your stoop.
Right.
It's terrible.
Not gonna slide down the side of a building and just drop a hot one.
Just drop a melted fudgesicle on your fucking wall.
That's disgusting.
That's nasty. And that was in New Orleans.
Yes,
we talked about this before.
I think he was a local, though. I don't think he was a tourist.
Yeah.
But can you imagine if they didn't clean that?
There would have been hot shit there for 4 days.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the state of mind you have to be in to think, you know what? I'm just going to shit right here with everyone watching.
Or maybe you just couldn't hold it. When you got to go, you got to go.
When I feel it, I do it.
That's right.
And then we all see you do it. No. But yeah, there's other things that are being affected in this country right now, especially with the big, beautiful bill. He's taking away a lot of things in the big, beautiful bill, and a lot of people are finally seeing that they're going to be affected by it. Specifically, the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, is going bye-bye. So any of you that here in Massachusetts that are on the Massachusetts Health Connector, pay for your insurance through that, you can expect a 75% increase in your insurance premiums.
That's miserable.
Yay!
Yes.
Said no one.
Sean and I are on the Massachusetts Health Connector as well as Carissa. So we pay almost $1,300 and our premium will, if we're still here, our premium will go up by an additional $900.
I am not on the Health Connector anymore, but I was.
So what would you have paid? What was your monthly payment?
My monthly payment, this was, I think it was like $100.
Okay. So yours was going to be $175.
I don't want to pay that.
Nobody does.
No.
But now they're seeing that these things are affecting them, and it's also affecting Medicaid.
I thought it was only going to affect the immigrants and the gays.
No.
No.
It's everyone.
It's stupid fucking white people.
Even you nice people who voted for this man.
Yeah. Now you get to see what you voted for. It was never a threat that the Democrats were saying. I hope you get what you voted for. It's just it was the writing on the wall for us.
I was going to say it was the reality of it, but yeah, you're right.
It's like that saying, have the day you deserve, not have a good day, have the day you deserve.
I like that. Yes. I'm going to start using that.
But there's also now the ultra rich are finding out that it's affecting them too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sean, you want to touch on that a little?
Yeah, I saw a news story came through, I want to say from like Apple or something, about the housing crisis finally reaching the ultra rich 1%. Essentially, a realtor was discussing with a journalist how he recently had an issue finding a client, like a 6-bedroom, 5-bathroom house, which I get it. That's absolutely insane. And it wasn't about them not being able to find something in the price that the client wanted. They had plenty of money to spend. It's just they couldn't actually find a house like that. And
oh, sorry.
Yeah. So sad. The thing about that to me that I find so funny is that they wanted this rental while their house was being renovated.
What
so
the
like
fuck?
Yeah, it's must such it's the epitome of first world problems. Like, it's that times 10,000.
That's fucking ridiculous. That's disgusting.
But what makes me laugh is that now they're finally seeing, they're seeing something, and granted, it's different than our housing crisis, but they're seeing, oh, you can't just get what you want. It's not just available because you have just money.
Yeah, that's what they get. You reap what you sow. Bitches.
Like, why do you... Okay, this pisses me off a little bit. Why do you need such a big home? There's only two of you.
I don't know how many of them there were, but...
No, but I'm talking about in general. You see a lot of these people with these big, massive houses in California where they're like 6-7 bedrooms, 14 fucking bathrooms. First off, no one shits that much. Second off, why do you need this massive home and it's only two of you and a dog?
That's a good point. Yes. I don't understand it.
Also, why do people need 17 homes around the fucking world?
Why do you need warming driveways in California?
I don't know about in California, but that would make sense here.
Yeah, that would make sense here. But no. I've definitely heard about that. And I'm like, why the fuck?
Why do you need ambient heat in your floors in the home
that
in
I've
California?
I've heard about that, too.
I would love that here.
Can we have that here?
You have rugs in mom and dad's house up here in your bedroom.
I don't want it. I want that floor.
I thought you like rugs, Carissa.
No.
Nasty rugs.
No.
Carpet muncher.
Yeah, you lesbian, you're supposed to like rugs.
I don't like rugs.
You like perfectly coiffed like vaginas.
Carpets.
Perfectly coiffed vaginas.
That's gross.
Coiffed, yeah. That's exactly what I'm looking for.
But, yeah, there's just a lot of shit that I don't think the 1% really thought it was going to affect them. but boo-hoo, it was only a matter of time.
Yeah.
Trickle Bitches. Down.
Can we talk about one thing before we go ahead and wrap up?
What?
The fact that the produce sucks now. Like, when you go to a store and you get, you can't find a goddamn pepper in the fucking store that doesn't have a moldy spot. Moldy. spot on it.
No, they look terrible.
Why? Because they don't have the people that knew what they were doing and working for a wage.
Yep.
In the fields anymore?
Remember that video that mom showed us about the cilantro and how it was wrapped shitty?
Yeah. They were talking about how the white people came to work.
Yeah. It was two, I think, Mexican women were talking about how shitty the cilantro was wrapped in the grocery store.
Yeah, it was also because it was so small.
Yeah.
Like the little wrapping. When you go to the store, you always find this cilantro in like this big, healthy bunch. And
well, you should at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then now, what was it? We went to the store, what was it, yesterday? And something that used to cost us like $8 was like 12 now. It's just crazy. Nuts. People can't afford to live anymore. But that was, we did a whole episode on that. So we'll just get away from that.
We'll do a part two eventually.
But as we come to the end of our episode here, is there any affirmations or advice you want to give our listeners to feel less shitty about whether it be family drama or trying new things or feeling too old to do things?
Sure. Should I start with the nice statement or the one that could sound bitchy?
Whatever floats your boat.
All right. You are enough. You are. But also mind your own fucking business.
That was a bit aggressive. That was a good one.
I like that.
But seriously, people need to mind their own business. If it doesn't affect you, stay out of it.
Right.
And never settle. Do whatever you want to do. It doesn't matter how old you are. You're only as old as you feel. And even if you feel 82, Sean, you can still do cool things.
All right, I'll try.
For me, it's that things won't... The only thing that's constant in life is change. Things will always almost get worse before they get better, but the thing is they will always get better.
As long as you don't give up.
Right. Consistency is key. And just remember, someone out there knows what you're going through, helps to talk about things, and also mind your fucking business.
Mind your P's and Q's, bitches. That's my word today, bitches.
Nothing easy is worth doing. Just throw that in there. But also, right, mind your own fucking business.
Bitches.
So whether it be dealing with family troubles or relationship woes or piss poor advice, just know that life goes on. Life will get better. And we'll be here on Thursday for you. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.